one is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Yeah. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We got a great show. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about your immune system pathway and what that may mean. And we have a quack report and some other stuff. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous women and men and women in uniform. You know what? I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And it says in James 4:4 that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and to do this or that. So always make your prayer request in order of the Lord's will when you ask it through the Lord Jesus Christ's name, and everything in the Lord's timing and will. And if you don't know the Lord, now's the time. Because his invitation does have an expiration date, so don't squander the time. Seek the Lord's face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, thank you, Frank. Okay, if this is a study, this is in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the JAMA Journal. It was about sugary drinks. If you drink sugary drinks a lot, it says you may put your liver at risk. Let's say people who regularly consume sweetened drinks have an 85% higher risk of developing liver cancer and a 68% higher risk of dying from chronic liver diseases than individuals who don't. The researchers said in the study, they explained that when you consume a sweetened beverage daily like that, it could drive insulin resistance and a lot of inflammation in the body, which would be strongly linked to the development of liver problems, even liver cancer. So this is the first study to have an association between sugar intake from beverages and chronic liver disease. According to the research, they said, quote, our findings are confirmed. Reducing your sugar-sweetened beverage consumption might serve as a public health strategy to reduce liver disease burden. Well, moving along, last but not least in the quack report, Americans are losing faith in the value of college. Well, shocker. They said a decade ago, Americans were feeling pretty positive about higher education. So in 2010, they had some surveys. 86% of the college graduates said college had been a good investment. 74% of the young adults said college education was very important. And in a third survey, they said 60% of the Americans said that colleges and universities were having a positive impact on the country. Well, also they said in 2010, 96% of parents identified, mainly as Democrats, expected their kids to attend college, only to be outdone by Republicans. 99% said that they expected their kids to attend college. And that was in 2010. Here we are in 2020. The new survey's results were Americans were feeling, with regard to higher education, the percentage of young adults who said that their college degree was very important fell from 74% to 41%. Only about a third of Americans now are saying they have a lot of confidence in higher education. The young Americans, Generation Z, the 45% of them say that high school diplomas, this is what they say, are the only thing you need to ensure financial security. Well, I got a word tip for them. Trades. Also, in contrast to the college-focused parents a decade ago, from now, almost half of the American parents say they'd prefer their kids not go to a four-year college. Well, there you are. In just 10 short years, 13 years. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Sorry, Frank, I was a little late. Well, it was a busy day. We had some issues. New website issues we're dealing with, so busy. All right, we're going to talk about our immune system pathway. So glad you're all there listening, because this is kind of information you're not going to hear anywhere else. It's kind of educating you on how your immune system functions on your behalf. So science is continuing to dig into the workings of the human immune system, and anyone who's been to a Disney park or any amusement park that has a ride and it follows a track, knows that the car that you're sitting in follows that track, which can maybe suddenly yank you in a different direction, but it's still following the track. So the track is guiding the car to its final destination. So you know when the ride slows down, it's over, it's pulling in, and you're going to disembark. So the track's important. It guides the car that you're sitting in. So the Institute of Science and Technology in Australia thinks your immune system has a similar type of function. Well, let's look at what is guiding the human immune system. Well, the researchers are stating that the immune system cells generate their own guidance system in order to navigate to their target. So scientists are saying that the guidance system is really sophisticated and very complex. And scientists, they're not shy in stating that they have this desire to really understand the human immune system to make it function better than it does. They think they can outdo God here. So the research on this did get published in the September 2023 Journal of Science Immunology. And here's a quote from the report. They said, "Our research findings enhance our knowledge of the immune system and offer potential for new approaches to improve the human immune response." So they want to improve your immune system. So science knows the immune system is unique. It's durable. Also very sensitive to substances that can make changes to it. Here's another quote from the Institute report that said, "Immunologic threats like germs or toxins can arise everywhere inside the human body. The immune system, our very own protective shield, has its intricate ways of coping with these threats." Well, you know, they're still asking questions. Here they are injecting people with all kinds of mRNA stuff, and they really don't fully understand immune system response. What do you think of that? Talk about people being the largest experiment ever when they're still asking questions about the immune system. Oh, Frank chimes in. He says, "What exactly leads them to this on a track idea, or have they just dreamed this up, another monkey-making scheme, money-making scheme?" Well, I like monkey better, Frank. But we'll get to it. Hang in there. We're getting to the follow the yellow brick road thing. All right, so science is still not sure how the entire immune system is working as a whole, okay? They know certain functions happen, but they're trying to piece it all together like a big jigsaw puzzle. So they know certain protein switches can manipulate the system, but they are missing information that could allow them to circumvent the entire system and maybe install another one. Is there a key to unlock this mystery? Here is a quote from their report. They said, "A critical aspect of our immune system response involves the coordinated collective movement of the immune cells during infection and inflammation. How does our immune system cells know which way to go? How do they know which way to go?" The Institute of Science and Technology is asking those very poignant questions. All right, so kind of like breadcrumbs. They're trying to follow the breadcrumbs. Or is it a battle plan they're trying to understand? So according to the Austria scientists, they think the dendritic cells are the key players in this immune system mystery. So the dendritic cells are messenger cells between the body's reaction to infection and the action of the adaptive immune system cells. So there's a bit of a delay until their adaptive cells receive more information on the type of infection, and the adaptive cells then pull from previous infectious material information that is stored in their cells, and they then can create an antibody specific to that infection. That's why they're called adaptive cells. They can adapt an existing antibody to cope with the new infection. So if you mess with the dendritic cells, well, then you can cripple the immune system's ability to launch an appropriate antibody. Ta-da! Here's a quote from their report. "Like detectives, the dendritic cells scan tissues for intruders. Then when they locate an infection, they activate the immune system by signaling chemical messengers through the lymph nodes via small signaling proteins called chemokines. or chemo times. And this is like, you know, handing over the battle plans to initiate the next steps in a defense. That's what it is. So, you know, if you had in school, you know, if you were a mom and you were, you know, on some sort of a board or fundraising board for your school, you had a call tree. You know, you would call someone and then they had somebody they would call, and everybody on the tree would get the message. Okay. So this is kind of like what the dendritic cells are doing. They're collecting information, and then they're putting out a signal like in a phone tree or, you know, a call tree, and activating the immune system, because the immune system has many immune system cells. So the scientists, what they did is they also found on your dendritic cells, there's this receptor that allows it to port to your lymph nodes and transfer this information, very critical, you know, battle plan information. This is essential for the immune system communication and to also trigger your defenses. So science describes this as the shaping the distribution of the chemical messengers, the chemokines. So very important step, wouldn't you say? So science is studying the dynamic movement of these cells and the construction. They're constructing a computer system to track and even predict your cell immune system movement. So they learned that the cell density or population can actually influence how the immune system communicates. So the more dense the cells are to receive these chemical messengers, the better it is. Here's another quote from the report. They say the more cells there are, the sharper the gradient delivery of communication and the generation of immune response. So here's another thing they found with these wonderful little cells, the dendritic cells. They said your killer T cells of the immune system that destroy your infections also benefit from the dendritic cells, as they also give the T cells direction. In other words, Frank, let's say you're a killer T cell and you come up to me, I'm a dendritic cell, and you go, okay, where is the invading army coming from? What direction? And I tell you. And then you set off in that direction. See? So if you get rid of dendritic cells, what do you get rid of? You get rid of organized defense and communication. You got nothing. So Frank, behave over there. Here's another quote from the report. We found there was a dynamic interplay to enhance the T cell directional movement, and we are eager to find out more about this interaction principle between cell populations and how it ultimately guides the movement of your immune cells. I bet they are. So the immune system has this dynamic and complex signaling system to regulate defenses. The signaling clues are huge in the mind of science. Miscommunications can destroy immunity. And here you have a lot of autoimmune disease, which is really a product of medical intervention. Definitely. I truly believe inoculations do a lot of that damage. So you want to be careful out there. Be very careful what you allow into the body, and especially injectable forms of treatment, what you allow there. So we are experiencing a time of large-based human experiments on the public as they attempt to control all aspects of function. So be savvy out there. So there are a lot of natural medicinal herbs that support immune system function and strengthen your defenses. They work with your immunity, not against it. So it's a good book that hopefully you're reading. The Bible says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. God can't lie. Well, that's a golden nugget of information, precious, precious stone of information. And you don't want to just throw that to the side and say, oh, I believe in modern science. I think modern science may be helpful in trauma care. I think that may be where they shine. But, yeah, I find that they fall short in other areas, big time. So I trust in the medicinal herbs. I've seen them really worked miracles over the years. I personally had a family member that had encephalitis and in 24 hours returned back to normal using herbs. And I never experienced that when I worked in healthcare. I went, whoa. And that was kind of like the moment I decided I wanted to learn how to do that. And that's when I kind of left the scientific medical institution of employment and I went to the herbal institution of knowledge and wanted to learn more and share what I have. And so, I keep digging because, a lot of times you want to know what science is saying and what they're doing and possibly, sidestep a landmine. Oh, yeah. So lots of information I've read over the years from even, those old-timey country doctors that used to make house calls. Remember those, Frank? Maybe not. But I remember my grandparents talking about it. They come with their little black bag over to the house, and they make house calls. Nobody makes house calls now, not unless you're very wealthy. But a lot of their journal writing shines a lot of information on their perspective of what they observed. And, scientific medicine is a lot about observational science. So doctors were always observing, even, when they're practicing. So a lot of them wrote about, what happened to children when they got inoculated with childhood vaccines. They didn't fare as well as the Amish kids. That's what doctors were saying. Didn't fare as well as the Amish kids. And, why is there not any of those neurological problems amongst the Amish children? Gotta ask questions like that, right? It can't be just because they live on a farm, right? Anyway, their observational things were like, they didn't see things like Tourette syndrome, they didn't see, narcolepsy, they didn't see, a lot of these attention deficit syndromes and all these other things that people are reporting now as the inoculation schedules get heavier and heavier with the number of vaccines, these things go up in number percentage-wise. So autism is another one. So one doctor put it this way. He said, it wasn't until they started combining a lot of the viral serums in, larger doses and shots, like your MMRs, DPTs, and other things, he says, that's when you started to see the climb in neurological problems. So we have been the largest experiment on that. But they refuse to admit that the vaccines are culprits of any kind like that. And I just think money answereth all things. So there's a reason why you're not seeing that, and based on what conversations I've had with scientists and virologists over the years, the vaccines are not exactly what they are promoted to be. So I've talked about this numerous times before, but people, I think, are starting to wake up, Frank. I really do. I think they're starting to – just like the other week when we talked about the vets, people that own pets now are starting to question – the shots that they're giving the pets. People are starting to say, wait a second, I think COVID kind of shined a light on that whole thing. Vaccines may not be what you think they are, right? If you want information like this, go to the powerherbs.com website and you can sign up for their free online newsletters. And they go out each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday and the Health Quest on Friday. And all you have to do is go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up for free. And none of your information is shared, okay? So none of that is sold. Very private company. The Apothecary Herbs folks, they like privacy just like you do. So thepowerherbs.com, sign up there. If you're interested in kind of getting your feet wet a little bit, wanting to maybe get a little bit more proactive using herbs, then you might want to pick up a copy of the Power Herbs book. And that's on the website too, thepowerherbs.com. And it's just $14.99, but it's a 400-page book. And you can learn things like the importance of cleansing and how to do it safely and what order you should do it in, how to make a simple herbal tinctures. what herbs you should maybe use if you're pregnant or nursing, and what herbs to avoid. There's an herb symptom reference guide in there, too, so you can kind of flip to a symptom, see what your herb options are. So it's a nice intro to herbal if you've not really dealt with it. And you're interested in a natural solution to a problem, but you just don't know where to start. That's a good place to start. The newsletters and the Power Herbs book. So thepowerherbs.com, check it out. And let us know what you think about the new website. Frank, I think you got a gander at it. I think you liked it okay, didn't you? We're still working out an issue on there. It's not interfering with people making purchases. It's just a setting that we're trying to figure out where that went awry. I hate technology when it comes to stuff like that. You know, I'm an herbalist. I'm not a code person. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. But thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless because you are taking the power back. You're getting stronger. That's what I like about herbs. They make your body stronger, not weaker. And that's what I don't like about a lot of pharmaceutical products is they can weaken the body and give you side effects. So, and I really do think people, Frank, are also waking up to the fact that, you know, with the list of medications on the short supply list getting bigger by the month or week, I should say, they're worried maybe, you know, what they may be taking as a metabolic support drug the rest of their life could be on that list, and then what happens when they can't get it? Big problem. Don't wait until that problem arises. You want to figure that out now. So thepowerherbs.com and get a free catalog. Get a free product catalog. What'd you say, Frank? Time to get healthy. That's it. Yeah. I know. You love garlic over there. Great antibiotic. It's a natural antibiotic is what it is. It's not against wellness or the body. It works with the body, and it's great for defense. The immune system loves garlic. Natural antiviral, bacterial, fungal kind of action. Ooh, I can see I'm long in this segment. So let's do a break, and we'll be right back with more.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. 929-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talking about predicting pestilence a little bit here. I know people think there's no pathogens, there's no such thing. There is disease. The Bible talks about it. Disease, pestilence, the Bible says it exists. So even if you got new science come along saying, no, there's no pathogens. We're going to get down to what science is saying a little bit here. So there have been a lot of pandemic models recently in which science is attempting to maybe predict maybe the location, the devastation of the outbreak. Now, in 2017, there was a report at University of Hawaii, and it got published in the WHO bulletin, where they were predicting a worldwide pandemic. It would produce 700,000 deaths and cost $500 billion. No one wants to think about the possible reality of these virulent pathogens running amok, and the reports are stating that countries, including America, are not prepared for these types of events. But we live at a time where most people kind of rely on big government to worry about these things. However, what if government entities are, well, really ill-equipped or unprepared? Where does that leave all of us? So we should actually investigate the what-ifs on something like this that could be so devastating and be as prepared as we can. Can we half expect everyone else to be prepared to deal with these kind of catastrophes? And are most of these people going to sit around and have no clue? I would say we have a duty to ourselves and to our families and maybe our neighbors and even kind strangers to be as prepared as humanly possible. So we're going to look at some of these scientific reports, see what they're saying about the projected outcomes. Well, they have a list of possible pathogens, really. Science has been advanced into such a degree that anyone with a little scientific knowledge and some equipment can actually cause a whole lot of health problems for a lot of people. A few tweaks to microbes actually can make harmless gut bacteria a deadly poison. Biological weapons are reality, and we already know that the security of a lot of these facilities dealing with these pathogens are not always safe and secure. So what health authorities worry most about is the influenza outbreaks. The flu is so common that if, you know, it were to be enhanced as a pathogen, as a bioweapon, it could get really out of hand pretty quickly. So if you think drug companies are going to roll out an antidote for protection, I would probably say There's 9 standard influenza viruses that science knows about, and they have 144 different subtypes they can tweak. So there's a whole plethora of viral pathogens they can pick from. So the researchers at the Computational Biology, they did a study at the University of Texas in Austin, and they attempted to predict what months pandemics might prefer to emerge. And they looked at the data for the flu season cases, and the scientists were suggesting that the pandemics may like to materialize in the aftermath of a flu season, suggesting spring and early summer months. Well, isn't that what we noticed about COVID, isn't it, Frank? But we know COVID was naturally occurring. We know that. So they also suggested the possibility that in the aftermath of a standard flu season in which the population might have a weakened immunity, it would be the opportune moment for a pandemic to occur. So this is an educated guess by science, and therefore we should not have a sigh of relief when spring rolls around or when early summer gets here. Let's look at what Dr. Joel Miller, he's at the Institute of Disease Modeling, Bellevere, Washington. He says, the research shows that pandemic viruses are most abundant and are most likely to spread in spring or early summer. All 6 flu pandemics of record that have occurred since 1989 emerged in spring and summer months, end of quote. So the annual influenza vaccines have been reported to be less effective, and we just did a show on why that is. If you missed it, you need to go to the show archives. So they're less effective than what they're promoted to be, and new research is showing that subsequent flu shots taken year after year definitely creates an overall weaker immune system, increasing your risk of an infection. So we also should note that the researchers at Computational Biology make the assumption that the population overall do not have compromised immune systems due to vaccines. So they think you're okay. So they assume that the seasonal flu will benefit the population by offering temporary immune protection against other strains. But as you learned last week on the show, when they make an influenza or any flu virus, during the process of making the serum, it mutates the strain. So whatever they're trying to protect you from isn't going to work. Now, it would be under circumstances when an immune system is allowed to create antibodies when concentrated disease, you know, when contracting the disease in a normal way and successfully killing it is when you really develop an antibody defense system and immunity. Therefore, they're computational model falls all apart when you take into account their predictions on survival rates. They were pretty inaccurate, actually. So it also fails to take into account untested pandemic flu vaccines and drug companies and governments that they might want to roll out for whatever reason, saying that they don't want your immunity to be compromised. Yeah, well, your immunity would be compromised with a vaccine. Here is what Lauren Myers at Computational Biology is saying. We don't know when or where the next deadly flu pandemic will arise. However, the typical flu season lends itself to creating a narrow predictive window for pandemic emergence in the spring and early summer. And this will help public health agencies to detect and respond to new viral threats. Now, let me ask you this, Frank. They're saying flu, spring, early summer. So why are they rolling out influenza vaccines in October? The annual flu shot, right? Why are they doing that? If that's not the height of the flu season, why are they doing that? Well, because it sets you up to get the flu in spring and early summer, because the influenza shots weaken immunity. You're eating sugar through the holidays, which weakens immunity. And by the time you get springtime, your immune system is so weak, you're going to catch anything that comes along. Okay, the next step that the research team suggested is that science should use their data to try to pinpoint the cross-strain of influenzas that most likely would lead to pandemic emergencies at the end of a normal flu season. So If science generates the most deadly flu list of virus pathogens that are likely to start the next deadly flu pandemic, then it could spark drug companies to fast-track untested new flu vaccines to be given at the beginning or even at the end of the regular flu season as an attempt to stop the next pandemic from happening. But we already know it's a mutated virus in the leaky vaccine. So that's not going to work either. So the most deadly, that's what they were asking. What would be the most deadly flu virus and what would it look like? Well, in May 2018, John Hopkins Health Security Center attempted to look into that and what characteristics would this next pandemic beast look like. History shows that the most deadly strains attack the respiratory system and are transmitted through droplets from infected patients coughing and sneezing. Here's the best guess science offers on pathogens. One, a contagious pathogen during its incubation period before symptoms occur or during mild symptoms. Also, it needs a host population with low immune systems. Also, high mutation rates should be a characteristic of this bug and also offers a significant fatality rate. So according to the scientists, they have described an RNA virus. Yep, these are viruses that have genetic information stored on genetic material such as a strand of RNA. And according to medicine, the RNA viruses are classified as class 3, 4, 5, and 6. They differ from the DNA viruses that are classified as class 1 and 2. So your RNA viruses can have more than one strand of DNA and have a strong mutation rate. Some examples of your RNA viruses are, you ready? Ebola, SARS, rabies, West Nile virus, polio, measles, influenzas, hepatitis C, common cold, and retroviruses like HIV and AIDS. So, quote from John Hopkins, RNA viruses generally have very high mutation rates compared to DNA viruses, and this is one reason why it is extremely difficult to make effective vaccines to prevent disease from RNA viruses. Well, so the RNA viruses offer different strands for their genetic codes, and the single-strand viruses has 31 different virus families that science has identified. And some of these families contain plant viruses. And one toxicology analysis report suggested that in just two of the viral families, it included viral assignments from pests, hepatitis, retrovirus, arterioviruses. These are viruses that produce lesions, fever, edema, respiratory disease, and dehydration, and also from hemorrhagic type and death, hemorrhages. So that's interesting that viruses from plants would have also that complication with them. According to the research, and one of their classified scientists, John Hopkins, released this quote, infectious disease preparedness focuses on a historical list of pathogens from biological warfare agents, political resources, and recent outbreaks. This fails to account for the most serious agents and the ones not currently known or have historical precedent. That's why when they came out with the COVID, they said it's a novel virus. We don't know anything about it. That was hockey puck stuff. That was the first COVID-1 viral strain. COVID-1 and COVID-2 was developed in the 70s in New York by two virologists. They've been playing with this thing for decades. So where do you look? Well, it appears that scientific scholars are in kind of disagreement on where to look for the next global pandemic, the biological pandemic pathogen. So if I understand what scientists in the pathogen sector are saying, they're saying that they're worried about the diseases they have not encountered yet. So if there is an exhaustible catalog of pathogen possibilities, how could any government or healthcare system, drug company, or individual be prepared if they've got a plethora to pick from? Well, according to scientists, they are adaptable with their preparedness. So if the new threats are not part of historical data, that it leads them to project that what they are calling an event-occurring virus. So that means you want to get ready to hear about pandemic potential pathogens, and this research is aggressively pursuing more universal flu vaccines that will include RNA viruses. And we also see more virus-sniffing devices positioned in high-risk areas for virus transmission, like airports, bus terminals, train stations, daycare centers, retirement homes, and schools. So an event-occurring virus. Well, I like, like you've talked about a lot, is the garlic, Frank. It's so broad spectrum against viruses. And then there's, you add in some other herbs like pitcher's plant that gets rid of what? You know, it gets rid of the pox virus, smallpox. And you add in gentian root that maybe gets rid of Ebola, hemorrhagic type viruses. So you got tools. You really do. And this is how humanity has survived through the decades when natural occurring random pandemics used to roll around. Now they're kind of forced human help a little bit there, and we get them really frequently. So before you go into a panic, with regard to, oh no, the next pandemic, what do we do? What do we do? Well, there's plenty of medicinal herbs that have virus inhibitors in them. Science knows about most of them, but they do not have a patent on these herbs, so they don't want to tell you about them. So herbs like gentian root has a natural inhibitor to hemorrhagic fevers, the RNA viruses, and even Ebola. Thyme herb inhibits the whooping cough virus. Barberry inhibits chickenpox and shingles, and so does pitcher's plant. And there are herbs that stop dysentery, vomiting, tuberculosis, cholera, bubonic plague, congestion, and all kinds of diseases. I would say if you don't know what they are, you should learn about them. So there are herbs so broad spectrum in their capability, you want to use them even on an unknown pathogen that may come along. Yeah. So actually, there, you may hear from doctors in science, they say, well, we don't think garlic has any benefit whatsoever, and there really hasn't been any studies that really conclude that it does have any benefits to help blah 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 blah. There's hundreds of studies that they've done on garlic. They've been trying to dissect the chemistry of garlic so they can make drugs from it, but they can't figure out what the key is in the action that it is so broad spectrum in nature like that, so they can make an antibiotic with it. But as garlic man over there, Frank, has pointed out, he uses garlic all the time. All the time. When was the last time, Frank, you went to the doctor? Has it been like decades? Haven't had a need to because you got your garlic. So thepowerherbs.com, get a free product catalog. They do have pandemic kits. If you're interested in having one of those on hand, natural. That's the way I would go, the natural way. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Okay, we got a few minutes, so I thought we'd switch gears, and we're going to talk about some things that help support health. Now, a majority of folks live with the inclination that salt's not healthy for you. Americans, the American Heart Association, the media have all, drilled into us that it's really bad to use salt because it will cause hypertension, high blood pressure. It'll cause fluid retention, kidney failure. Millions of people are put on low salt or no salt diets. Okay. So in the ancient world, salt was invaluable. Salt is essential for life. All animals and humans rely on salt for health. Salt was on the same value of level as money and gold in the ancient world. If salt preserves, cures your meat, keeps it, preserves it so it doesn't rot, well, salt also preserves us. So the human spine houses a cerebral spinal fluid, which is salt water. And it feeds the spine and the brain. Salt and water are needed for electrical impulses. So the electrical charged minerals in salt nourish and cleanse the cells of the body, carry impulses along the nerve endings, and medicine calls these electrolytes. And without them, the heart muscle cannot beat properly, and the muscles will not be able to contract and relax properly. Babies in the womb float around in amniotic fluid, which is also salt water. And your tears are salt water. Calcium salts protect our bone marrow, and 27% of salt in our body hold our bones together. So real ocean salt, not, you know, overprocessed salt, the salt that still has the minerals in it, the sun-dried kind, contains sodium chloride and all 84 trace minerals. But your processed salt, like, you know, Morton salt and others, that's just sodium chloride. Very harsh, and it does push blood pressure up. But the other salts, the whole food salt with the minerals intact, do not promote hypertension. So salt without the minerals is salt that has lost its savor and is good for nothing. That's Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. So it is a devitalized salt at that point, and it will make you sick. So without the trace minerals of the salt, the body's pH is too acidic. So the blood, brain, spine, bones, glands, and other organs depend on salt and the water in your body. The two elements are counter-regulatory for one another. Okay, so like the nomadic people of the desert, you know, they won't drink throughout the heat of the day. When the sun starts to set, that's when they'll have fluid, and they'll also have it with salt. So during the heat of the day, they retain the water. So sort of make yourself a mini camel, and you don't lose the fluid during the heat of the day. Now, too many Americans eat a lot of processed salt, and that will interfere with their blood sugar. So healthy electrolytes help carry blood sugar to the cells for nourishment after an insulin and creates the pathway to the cell. So your electrolytes also create the pathway to store the used electricity by the mitochondria of the cell. So if there is an exodus of salt from the body through illness, like let's say diarrhea, for instance, or from using diuretics, this creates a salt and water shortage in the body, and severe illness follows. So hospitals will try to restore those fluids with a saline IV drip. So medicine knows salt's important for life. They know if you don't have salt, your cells collapse or explode. Okay. Caffeine, by the way, caffeine is a strong diuretic and will dehydrate your system. So if you're on caffeine drinks, several pots of coffee during the day, tea, whatever. I mean, people are on a dehydration mode, and once you're on a kind of a dehydration mode, your thirst mechanism gets off. You don't really know how thirsty you are. So let me give you an example. You get up and you have either, you know, caffeinated tea or coffee, maybe even a caffeine, you know, beverage in a can, whatever it is. You're shooting out the door to go to work or school. And then, you know, maybe a few hours later, you may have another caffeinated beverage. And then at lunch, you may have iced tea or soda with caffeine in it. Then around 3 p.m., another cup of caffeine to keep you awake. And then at dinner, maybe an adult beverage or more iced tea. Caffeine and, of course, alcohol dehydrating. So it's dehydration all the way during the day for a lot of folks. So if you take a little test, and the test would be drink only water for 2 weeks. Instead, you know, just substitute those beverages with water. Now, you can slide in a little herb tea, nothing with caffeine, though, as a little reward. But nothing but water, no caffeine. And in 2 weeks, you're going to feel really thirsty. You're going to go, what? I've been drinking water. Why am I thirsty? It's taken that long for your body to rehydrate the cells properly, to, you know, have some reserve. And if you have some salt with your water, you'll hang on to the water better. So salt's real important. We've gotten away from so many basic things, and they process a lot of nutrition right out of stuff people are ill. They have a lot of internal medicine issues. I mean, I look at people with heart disease, and they can't use salt. Well, no wonder you got arrhythmias. You electrical impulse to the heart. You need salt. So, but you don't want to overdo salt either. So whatever you can pinch between your fingers is what you put on your entree. That's it. That's it. Right there. Right. By the way, processed salt has no magnesium in it, which means it will numb your taste buds. So you're shaking on the salt, so it savors your food. So you supposedly food tastes better, but you're doing the opposite. So if you use a whole food salt with the 84 microminerals still in it, you'll taste the true flavor of your food. You will. Food will be more flavorful. So the folks at Apothecaribs get the salt from France, where they sun-dry it the natural way like they did thousands of years ago. And you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com and click on the salt tab. Right now, I think they're out of the bags of salt, but they do have the grinders, the coarse ground, and the fine ground, and the shakers if you want some of that. Anyway, salt's important for health and wellness. It's one of those basic things, along with oxygen, for sure. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Don't forget to get a free catalog. Give them a call and check it out. If you're outside the United States, call 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com. Take the power back. You can do this. Everybody can. When you realize you have this power, you're going to go, yeah. You're going to go, aha. And you're going to be so much better. You are. Well, I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well. ¶¶